From Interfaith Alliance, this is State of Belief. State of Belief can be heard across the country weekends on Air America Radio. The program and this podcast are made possible by Interfaith Alliance and its members. For more information on Interfaith Alliance and its work promoting faith and freedom throughout America, visit interfaithalliance.org. And while you're there, please consider supporting State of Belief and this free podcast service by making a tax-deductible donation to Interfaith Alliance Foundation. We need your help to keep State of Belief on the air. Thank you for listening.
Air America Radio and the Interfaith Alliance Foundation present State of Belief, Religion and Radio Done Differently. Here's your host, the Reverend Welton Gaddy.
Welcome, everyone, to State of Belief. I'm Welton Gaddy, president of the Interfaith Alliance. And as the host of this program, I know that a lot of what we do here on State of Belief is worth sharing more than once. Every weekend, I have the opportunity of speaking with a unique lineup of guests, each with their own insight into the relationship between religion, politics, and our culture. So today, we're revisiting some of our favorite moments on State of Belief from the past year. Coming up, you'll hear my conversation with actress Judith Light about her role in the film Save Me, an emotionally charged look into the world of an ex-gay ministry. Also, Pulitzer Prize winner John Meacham joins me to talk about his biography of President Andrew Jackson. And I'll speak with one of the only successful Muslim screenwriters working in Hollywood today. All of that is to come. But first, here's my conversation with journalist Jeff Charlotte. Jeff's the best-selling author of the book The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. And he joined me in April to discuss a feature story that he wrote for Harper's Magazine. The article, entitled Jesus Killed Muhammad, The Crusade for a Christian Military, is a powerful look into the role of evangelical Christianity in today's armed forces. I'll never forget the chills I had as I listened to Jeff speak. Take a listen to our conversation, please. So in this article, you describe majors at the Air Force Academy who favor their evangelical cadets. You write about the Military Christian Fellowship. You tell us that there are even those officers who describe themselves as ambassadors for Christ in uniform. But then you also acknowledge that they are a minority. Now, how much power do these people actually have?
You know, when I began researching this over a year ago, an activist named Mikey Weinstein has head of something called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation and has been fighting for freedom of religion and from religion for those who choose, according to the First Amendment in the military, for some time. And he'd been saying this is a big problem. And I have to admit, I was skeptical. I didn't believe Mikey. I thought he was exaggerating. But I agreed to investigate. And over the course of the year, researching at West Point, Annapolis, U.S. Air Force Academy, Fort Riley in Kansas, over 100 interviews with military personnel, I was stunned by the pervasiveness of the problem, by the common agreement with nearly everyone I spoke to, from private to general, that this is a big problem. Yes, it is a minority. It's a very powerful minority. Early on in the article, I talk about, for instance, General Johnny Wida, who's in command of something like 40,000 troops in South Korea. It was a extreme activist fundamentalist, so much so that he actually got drummed out of the Air Force Academy. But then he got promoted.